Beg your pardon? Oh, sorry. Had my nose in a book. Paradise Lost. Someone left it behind. Beats Dante's Inferno. So let's see. If you're looking for the dance hall, it's the next door on the right. Heartbreak Hotel is on the left with the awning. Well, it's the No-Tell Motel, too. It all depends on whether you're coming in the front door or going out the back. The Museum of Sex is across the street. See the revolving door? Between the columns, shaped like open legs. In black fishnets. Nice touch. Never know what you might catch in there. My little joke. Now, if you're looking for the bakery, no? You are here intentionally? On purpose? The Deleted Museum? Okay, if you're sure. You'd be surprised how many random people just wander in off the street, or show up and change their minds at the last minute. Can't go through with it. By all means, come on in. Take a look around. No ticket necessary. Just your username, please. Yep, prepaid. Coat check for your backpack. We'd prefer you leave your baggage at the door. Here's your mask. Black silk. Very Wesley in The Princess Bride. Shall I tie it for you? As you wish. Your eyes are beautiful. You look thirsty. Have a bottle of Lethe water. On the house. It's Greek. Very exclusive. This suit? Why, thanks. Black is de rigueur, but I wore that my first go-around. Oh, no. This is not my first rodeo. Though I do believe it's my last. Anyway, I'm partial to gray, and this shows off my figure. You like it? Flatterer, you're not so bad yourself. Nice hands. All right, please follow me through the rotunda. On the left is the Hall of Records. More of a closet, really. Mind the cobwebs. Only the data-centric go in there. That's a very niche kink. Not as many people have deleted as you might think. We use that old library card catalog, because we like the style, but the spreadsheet is on the laptop over there. You can look, but there are no names, just a number, a date, and deleted. Anonymity is sacrosanct. Just a back-of-the-envelope guesstimate? Oh, maybe 1,000-ish? GWA fired up May 17th, 2012. If we figure that, on average, 1 to 5 audio makers a week kill their accounts, and that's been mostly stable since the beginning. That's 320 weeks multiplied by 1 to 5 people, giving a range from 320 to 1160. We're not allowed to know exactly. Anonymity, remember? Easy come and easy go. Personally, I like to imagine all the departed Redditors on an island paradise. Not far from Bali, maybe. Remote, but with good Wi-Fi and an extensive library system. Oh well, it's the interactive rooms that most people come for. This way. On your right is the audio wing. Oh, this is my favorite, the music room. The blues, of course, opera, country, Portuguese fado. Oh, gosh, they beat Love Hurts to death. Thank goodness the soundproofing is state-of-the-art. Next door is the cry room. The tender-hearted, the disappointed, the abandoned. Subs and littles mostly, though, yeah, we get some doms, too. In fact, almost everyone comes here at least once. Attachment is a motherfucker. Over there is the curse room for those inclined to go on a rampage and rage from the loss of control. Some people... It's like they think if they are just forceful enough. Entitlement is a bitch. In there? The rub one out room. Lurkers come by, revisit old friends. Rack of earbuds, travel sized bottle of lube, wet wipes, and paper towels by the door. See? It's kind of a giveaway. If the red light over the door is blinking, it's in use. Moving right along, that set of double doors propped open? Oh, that's the writer's room. See the laptops, inkwells, colored markers, whiteboards? Yeah, mostly they just watch and procrastinate, but they aren't immune. The right voice, the right content. Dangle just the right tags. Poor suckers get swept away. And they crush hard before they crash and burn. At least we get some great scripts out of it. No, wait! Not that one! Don't open! Close it, please. No, it's not quiet. It's silent. Radio silent. Honestly, I thought I locked it. My bad. It's the worst. No, just... no. Certainly, you can ask questions. Ask away. What would you like to know? Yes, all those voices are deleted. Those who must not be named per the rules of the Reddit. Gone, baby, gone. Oh, all kinds. The gracious pros, the hopeful amateurs, the players, the crazy makers, the narcissists, the lust-drunk, starry-eyed newbies. Even the people who clicked on a link by mistake wound up ears deep in moaning and knocked out a fast ramble fap. Everyone who ever posted an audio. They all show up here, sooner or later. Trolls? Oh, don't get me started on those assholes. There's a dumpster out back somewhere for those fuckers. How do people leave? Well, everybody's different. A few make grandiose, tearful farewell posts. Some disappear in the middle of answering comments. Others sulk on their subreddit for weeks before they pull the plug. Writers? Oh, bless their hearts. They've been known to do a script dump and then just fade. Sadly, not everyone leaves with the dignity they came with. Some are very unwilling to go. That's why there's claw marks on the doorframe of the band room. The vindictive ones lob grenades behind them, pulse rumors, outright lies, and that's a mess for the mods to clean up. Some are so bitter they try to booby trap the place with bots.
Watch out for tripwires.
But most people quietly step out one day and just never come back. Ghost. Vanishing like dust on the doorstep. Though make no mistake, plenty do come back. Change their username, change the server playground, change the newcomer, target du jour, do-si-do, a la Monday, left, swing your partner. But it's never the same. That person you fantasized about and longed for and dreamed of and came to, they're gone for good. You can't step in the same river twice. Oh, people leave for all kinds of reasons. They get caught cruising TWA at work. Yikes! Or they leave their homepage open on their laptop and their kids find it awkward. They throw down with the mods. That never ends well. Or get spooked by doxers. They rot in hell. The competitive ones get obsessed with upvotes, and one day that fun hobby starts to feel like a job. A stressful, unpaid job. Oh yes, some of them do actually meet their GWA crush in the real world, and by most accounts, yeah, it's a goat fuck. Total disaster, a real dumpster fire. Most of the time, though, it's more of a whimper than a bang. The slow, dawning realization that though it feels real, it's not. It's smoke and mirrors and lip gloss and bullshit, personas, make-believe, fake, fantasy. What happened to me? Nothing special. It turns out I can't separate sex from feelings. Even in fantasy. Even on a porn site. I mean, the orgasms were real, right? One day I looked up and realized I was in too deep. I know. I'm ridiculous. Absurd. The first step to recovery is to admit you have a problem. Well, what were you expecting? Ooh, a museum. So, portraits? Well, there is a little gallery, mostly iPhone snapshots of body parts, boobs and booty, very popular. There's even a small lady boner alcove. No, I'm sure yours is not, small. All right, we're about done here. The bright red door on the right is a shortcut back to the dance hall. You can get right back up on the horse that threw ya. A popular option. Unmarked door on the left gets you into the hotel. There's usually someone hanging around the lobby who got stood up or who isn't particular. This black door, it's the one last time room. Wait! Please listen to me. I advise you, no, I implore you, don't go in there. It casts a spell. No, more like a curse. You'll hear her, And you'll know she wants you, how much she wants you, even though she can't have you. And it... you won't be able to help yourself. All those feelings come back. It's overwhelming. That's why you're here? Looking to see if any trace of her left? Wanting to be sure before you move on? Before you forget? If you drink the water, I'll tell you how it ends. She's gone back to the real world. She loved it, you know, before she met you. Before she fell in lust with your voice and the way you told her how you imagined sex with her and the way you made her feel. Like no one has ever made her feel. Oh, she wants you. Never doubt that. She still longs for you, burns for you, dreams about you. But she can never have you. Because. I'll take that empty plastic bottle. No, I don't believe we've met. I remind you of someone? Really? Who do you wish I was? Who would you like me to be? Let's not go in the one last time room. It hurts. Okay, the exit's straight ahead. The door to the street. The chain link fence with razor wire on top? It's for the predators. We try to keep them out, but they keep creeping back in. They can be very persuasive. Sometimes the new people let them in. What's out there? You remember. Think hard. The real world. Now your line is, how is this to end? And I say, as stories must, when love's denied, with tears and a journey. Time for me to go. Yes, me. You're my replacement. Last person in is always the next doorkeeper. But don't worry, it's not for long. I think 3 days is the record. Someone will be along any minute. Here's a box of Kleenex. Here's a box of Kleenex if it gets really busy. Cooler full of Ben and Jerry's for emergencies. Would you like my book? No? Passes the time. Listen to me. Are you listening? Pay attention. This part is important. If it was good, if you were one of the lucky ones and the stars aligned, even for a little while, then you had the time of your life. Everything she did or said was fascinating to a degree you know is logically absurd, but you just can't get enough. You dream of the way she sounds, and you wonder what she would smell like, and the taste of her, and what you think of her, or hear her voice. You get this instant, intense, erotic thrill, and all the happy brain chemicals fire off, anticipating. Opening a new private message or audio gives you a slow, rolling wave of pleasure.
You came to her voice over and over and over and over. And now it's over. The time has come to part, so by God, do it with your dignity and self-respect intact. It's so rare, this sharing ecstasy with another person without strings, to experience such intense erotic pleasure, maybe the best you've ever known, as a free gift. Yes, you were separated by anonymity and distance, but remember how it felt to be connected so intimately by the pleasure that you shared. You stumbled on a portal to an imaginary realm where you found desire and satisfaction, where you could arouse and satisfy, comfort and sustain one another, where the judgment of the world could not touch you, where you could be together without repercussions for as long as it lasted. Now it ends. Show some fucking appreciation. Honor that. Take your leave without causing a scene or moping or beating your brain against the what-ifs and if-onlys. Have some fucking class. Cherish the goddamn memory. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply. Take care of yourself. You'll always have gone wild. Peace out.
Hello? Hey, anybody here? Am I in the right place? Is this the Deleted's Museum? Can I take a look around?